Fear is a part of who we are. Fear exists in the human condition. Fear is ever present around us. And when fears come into our life, we need to remember the 46th Psalm. Because this was Luther's Psalm. When fears came into Luther's life, it was the 46th Psalm that gave Luther strength and comfort. Because fears happen everywhere. Isn't that right, confirmants? Weren't you guys afraid this morning to come up and read in front of people? Yes, you were. But you did a very good job. I'm very proud of you. But you could have taken comfort in Psalm 46. Psalm 46, which is Luther's psalm, listen to what Luther wrote about this psalm. He said, "In the darkest times, come let us sing the 46th psalm and let them do their worst." He said, "We sing this psalm to the praise of God because God is with us and powerfully and miraculously preserves and defends his church and his word against all fanatical spirits, against the gates of hell, against the implacable hatred of the devil, and against all the assaults of the world, the flesh, and the sin." When you need strength and help from fear, go to the 46th Psalm. It's all here. Because there is fear in the psalm. You can read it in there. The psalm is talking about fear, basically, and deliverance from that fear. Listen again to the psalm. He says in verse 2 of chapter of Psalm 46, he says, "Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give away and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging." The psalmist is talking about natural disasters, things that quake this earth, things, fears that are so powerful that you can feel them shaking. I spent a lot of time in Denver. And the running joke is in Denver that the tornadoes never come east or west of I-25. So if you live on the east side of 25, you're going to have tornadoes everywhere. But if you live on the west side of I-25, you're safe, aren't you? Well, no, because if you live on the west side of I-25, that means you're kind of up in the mountains and there's lightning storms. So it may not be tornadoes, it's lightning storms, okay? And we actually had a lightning strike at the tree that was right next door to our house, completely split the tree apart and destroyed all of our computers and VCRs and microwaves and TVs and everything. We had a TV that was played nothing but green for years because of this thing. But if you're not if it's not lightning and if it's not tornadoes, then what else could it be? I suppose that if you lived in the Gulf, it would be tsunamis and hurricanes. And if you live on the West Coast in California, I guess it's earthquakes. And if you live in Vail, wind. Okay, I wasn't sure if it would be lightning, wind, or if it would be like the monsoon storms that just kind of just run through. But everywhere you go, there's a natural disaster, and they cause fear in our lives. And then in verse 6, it says, "Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice and the earth melt." We also know that there is fear because of nations in an uproar and kingdoms fall. We know that there's wars. We know that there's desolation. You know, a lot of us have had a lot of fear lately because of what the economy is doing. I mean, it is tough out there for a lot of people right now. People are losing their jobs, and if they have their jobs, their hours are being cut back. Their 401ks and their retirement systems are plummeting. And we don't know. I mean, we really don't know. Is this kind of the new normal for us? I mean, we've lived in so much prosperity and times of just great wealth in the United States, and most of us never lived through the Great Depression. So we have no idea what it was like back then or what really fear of the economy was. And yet, a lot of us are afraid that maybe this, the way it is now, is kind of like the new normal. And that this is what we were going to exist for a long time. And a lot of us have a lot of fear about this. People are worried about the government. People are worried, is the government doing too much? Or is the government doing too little? Is the government going to exist? I'll never forget when, what was the election that was so close it came down to hanging chads in Florida? You remember that? And I was wondering, I was seriously wondering, is it going to come down to anarchy in our nation? Because according to the psalmist, kingdoms fall. And the United States is just another kingdom. And we know that it is possible that sometime this kingdom could fall. And I tell you, it does scare a lot of people because of that. Fear is something that exists in us. But fear is an unusual emotion. You know, there are lots of kind of dark emotions in our lives. Emotions are kind of the windows to our soul. It kind of makes us human. It makes us who us are. There's some of the emotions we feel are anger and anguish and guilt and despair and grief and sorrow. And all those emotions are kind of the dark emotions. But fear is a special dark emotion. And the reason why fear is a special dark emotion, because fear always looks forward. Think of all those other emotions. Anger, anguish, guilt. They're all things that have already happened in the past. We can put a box around those emotions. But fear, you can't put a box around fear. Because fear is only limited by your imagination. Think about it. Movies play on this all the time. I mean, what is the most fearful thing in a movie is when the music is playing and you feel the bass going and they're going down the dark corridor to the room in the back, and they know they're going to open up the door in the back of the corridor that's dark, and most people would like run the other direction, but not these brave people. They're going to go and they're going to open the door and something's going to be behind that door. And it makes us fearful because we don't know. We can imagine all sorts of things. When I visit people in the hospital or when I visit people who are sick, and I'm sure it's the same with you, they would much rather know what the diagnosis is so they can deal with it than to deal with the unknown. Isn't that right? Fear. The things that we can imagine in our head are horrible. Not knowing what's out there, not putting a box around what could happen, that makes us extremely extremely fearful. There's no boundaries about it. So what are we to do about fear? Well, Martin Luther knew what to do about fear. Martin Luther, who loved this song, Martin Luther was always linking fear with love. Because fear and love always go together. Did you know that? Fear and love always go together. Think about what Martin Luther wrote in the Small Catechism. He said in the first commandment, we should fear, love, and trust God above all things. And then every other commandment was this, what? We should fear and love God so that we. Fear and love are always tied together. Why is that? Think about the things that you fear most in your life. Losing a family member, losing a job, losing anything. Think about that fear, and it will point you to what you love in life. The things that you love the most are the things that you fear the most losing. And what Martin Luther knew and what came out of the Reformation was this, that wherever there is love, there is also fear, because we live in a fallen world. And because we live in a fallen world, we can't have pure comfort and pure hope and pure peace and pure joy, because lingering just underneath those things is fear that we might lose it, that it may not go well for us, that it is an imperfect and dangerous world and we are completely unprepared to prepare to deal with that dangerous world. Wherever there's fear and wherever there's love, there's always fear. What we need as Christians, what we need to cling to in times of incredible fear in our lives, is a perfect love that drives out all fear. It's the love that John talks about in 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out all fear, because fear has to do with punishment, and the one who fears it is not made perfect in love. You see, we should fear God. Listen to this. In verse 8, come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. The fact is, God is a dangerous God, and we should fear him. I'll never forget that scene in Narnia, or in the book Narnia, where Lucy is about to meet Aslan, and she said, is he safe? Is this lion safe? And the beavers say, oh no, dearie, he's not safe, but he is good. You see, God is perfect and good. and we can run and cling to God and not fear God because of one thing. And it's the one thing that the Reformation is built on. It's the one thing we confess today. It's the one thing we celebrate today. And it is this, that we do not have to fear God. That Jesus Christ has come and taken the punishment for us and made us heirs to an incredible kingdom. And now God isn't someone to be feared, but God is someone who protects us from this world when we are afraid. When the dangers and the fears in life come, where do we run? We run to God, that mighty, powerful God, that great creator of the universe that created everything about it. He is there with us in all times and in all places. And because of Jesus Christ, we don't have to fear him. He is there to love us and to protect us, even in the darkest of night. That's what we celebrate today with our confirmands. It's what we celebrate at the Reformation. Through Jesus Christ, amen.